scream.
Screamage. Everything should be set up with the episode and everything. We just have our normal 10 minutes of bullshitting or whatever.
Yep, and I just got the thing. So once I'm done with my morning game, I'll go ahead and I'll share that. But in the meantime, welcome to our new segment, Story Time with Uncle Sario.
I'm still waiting for the damn thing to show up.
Oh,
as,
no, that's fine. We did this last week. Yep. You know, just need to kill
time. Story
time! So, yeah, welcome to Story Time with Uncle Sario, where I tell you...
A story.
So, anyway, so...
where I tell you, dot, dot, dot.
He actually didn't have... it was like he had a whole thing set up, and then he did...
No, I did that on purpose. It's a Game Grumps joke. Welcome to Game Grumps, the show where you...
Huh.
So, anyway, but
are you sure we're on...
Yeah, we got people
in
chat.
We got people in the chat.
So, yeah. So, for story time today, I would like to explain why being dumb is fucking dumb.
Wow.
So, let's start with my dumb.
Fucking genius!
So, no. Last night, I ended up staying up until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, 2 o'clock!
Yeah, I know.
2 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, you were all night.
Really? Really?
Really?
I was also awake at 6 a.m. Friday morning, so I mean, you know, one of those got no sleep on top of no sleep. But anyway, so stayed up all night playing games like Shane did. He's
like
kind of sitting here checking on his phone and trying to eat a beef jerky. But anyway,
is that a Slim Jim?
Yeah, he's got himself a Slim Jim.
A Jim Slim?
Yeah. But
those things haven't tasted the same since Macho Man died.
I don't think they ever snapped, to be fair.
No, but they still don't taste the same.
I don't remember.
They do if you open up the package and let them go bad, but that's another story for another time. But, no, so like I said, my dumb was I stayed up too late, got no sleep, but I still fucking made it out the door at like 8 o'clock this morning to get over here because I had errands to run. Here's the dumb that I'm complaining about. Literally at 1:30 in the morning... Two grown-ass adults that live in my fucking apartment complex are standing outside having an argument while I can hear two little children saying, come on, let's go, at 1:30 in the fucking morning while these two adults are sitting around bitching about how the hospital won't let the one get any more methadone and fuck these dumb motherfuckers and... This dumbass I live with is so fucking retarded because blah, 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 and this continues for an hour and 45 minutes while they're standing outside of my apartment, can see all my lights on and hear my TV going as I'm Donkey Konging the fuck out of some game. I'm like, are you that
Switch?
Fucking stupid? Yes.
You playing that update?
Yeah.
They dropped the second game.
Yeah, that's the reason why I didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. I would have gone to bed at 1.
Yep.
But I was like, fuck it, I have 4 more levels and I'm almost 102%.
So now we got the first and the second. I'm hoping the next month they drop the third.
So am I, because I love the third
game. You know what
game.
We need on the Switch? Some Gradius 3 or 4. So that way then we can get Jason over here and have him input the code that accidentally kills you. That was one of my favorite things.
They have that code in Tomb Raider 2 as well. To capitalize on that whole nude raider thing that people were talking about back then, in the second game they actually implement a code, and then they themselves purposely put it on the internet as a rumor like, yeah, it's real, go try it out, Naked Laura. And if you put the code in, she explodes into multiple pieces.
Yep. Can't get any more naked than exploded.
It's true.
But no, I remember because Donkey Kong, you could actually type in the cheat code of, you spelled out barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember Gradius, if you typed in the Konami code the right way, you blew up. But if you typed it in up, up, down, down, LR, LR, BA, start, then you got all the options and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. It automatically set you at the top of what you can get.
Except for speed. Speed was the only thing it didn't. But if you typed in the original Konami code, your ship exploded. Because
well,
I remember
good.
We got Jason to do that. He was like, what? Come on! on.
That's your turn. Hand it over.
Yep.
Okay.
But yes, I think that's enough time killed.
So, today, finally, we are going on with the series. It's time to talk more Lost Galaxy. It's time to go around the room. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Jay McCree, Proto Guy.
Who has his mouth full. And Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin. And let's do the thing!
Well, hold on. Before we do the thing, Shane, did you remember to do what, like, a couple of us forgot to and watch the four episodes we're going to cover today? Okay, you watched them? Okay.
I didn't watch them last night because I was at work.
Even if he'd have had his mic, you wouldn't have heard that response.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. So right now he's got crisp and thins.
Yep.
It's fucking breakfasty. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Oh, shit, that's what I forgot to do today. Forgot to eat when I got home from work. Whoops.
Yeah, the only reason the only reason I did is, like I said, we woke up early enough. I was able to go to the bank, make my fucking loan payment, and on the way in, we were like, fuck it. It's like 8:20. Do you want to go to McDonald's? 30 minutes later. Okay, I guess we're done here at McDonald's. Because fucking morons not knowing how the fuck to put together a goddamn bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. For 8 cars.
Well, that shit is complicated, man. You got, like, the biscuit.
And then the bacon.
And then there's, like, yeah, then there's fucking bacon involved.
Bacon is some difficult shit, man.
Especially finding the right level of bacon to give
and
out.
Then, I mean,
yeah, especially considering the fact that it's all fucking pre-made, pre-packaged, and they just throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds and
mean,
then put it on
you
the
have
sandwich.
To, you gotta, like, fold the egg? That's such a pain in the dick.
And fold it without breaking it, too.
They got the same shit we did down at the gas station. All the shit is pre-made. You put it in the microwave. You hit start for 30 seconds, and you put it on. You're done.
Mostly. Mostly. The,
sometimes.
The eggs are pre-folded.
Two kinds of
eggs. They're pre-folded, and they do come in like a package. Then you put them on the grill, and there's this little thing that goes around them, and then you put a topper on, and then you pour water into the top, and it drains down this funnel, and then when the water's done, it steams the eggs, and then they're... So they are cooked. They're not just like... And then, like, the biscuits...
You throw those in the oven for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Those are pre-made.
Right.
Pre-made, but they're frozen. You throw them in the oven for 12 minutes, and they're good.
Right. And then when they come out, you take a paintbrush, and you paint some butter on them.
Yep.
No, trust me, I know. It was the same thing with deli at the gas station I worked at. Everything came pre-frozen, and the eggs they threw in, like, this little warmer with a little bit of water to steam them up, make sure they were cooked, and... I mean, they did run them through the oven for, like, 5 minutes.
So, see, look at all this complication, man, and here you are riding their asses.
Because I'm just saying, there was like
Seth,
eight guys.
They only
cars,
make like
was...
$8.50 an hour.
Holy
I get
shit!
That, but again, technically,
they don't make a lot of money. They're not a skilled job. They don't need brain cells to function.
I would argue against that.
Yeah.
I met many a person that I'm working with right now that could not work at McDonald's. Promise. Fucking guarantee. I work next to people that could not handle a job at McDonald's.
You also work in an office.
I've worked on the floor for 10 fucking years.
Yeah.
Plenty of people that would never be able to handle that drive-through system, taking orders, money. It is a lot more complicated than people give it credit for.
And to be fair, the only reason I'm bitching is because literally there was 8 people in line, and every single person, they would be handed a bag. The bag would go back into the McDonald's with another bag coming back through every single car, except for the one guy in front of me who literally just ordered a coffee.
That sounds like they put somebody that didn't know how to run the fucking dual drive-through in the back by himself.
Yep.
I'm figuring. Well, no, because there was like 6 people standing in the second window. The first window was one girl. And
welcome
she
to
knew
the McDonald's
everything.
Review.
welcome to the fucking breakfast
hey,
sucks
hey,
review.
Like Seth said, We have 10 minutes of bullshit and we got to get through to make sure all the people are in.
Yeah, we got to make sure people is here.
We got 16 motherfuckers in the chat. I'm one of them, though.
It's 10:09. It's almost time to get on with this episode.
Almost.
All right, let's do it.
I guess we can. Fuck.
Episode 6, Lights of Orion.
Yep. Okay.
The bad guys guess a location.
Hey, there's this thing on a wall.
Okay.
This must be something.
This is exact. This adds to what we were talking about. The Lights of Orion, whatever they were, possibly brought by Zordon, if my theory is true, that these Lights of Orion have something to do with these powers, and if these were the original Rangers, he may have taken a piece of what that was with him to Earth and hid it. That's more than feasible, because all of this that is up on that station, I'm telling you, this all came from Earth. This is, they basically domed off an area of the Earth and lifted it off the planet.
Yep.
And that would explain
domed
why
off
this...
So much hidden stuff.
But this that would explain why this came with them. Because otherwise, if this thing was just constructed and all of it was artificial, these cannot possibly be here.
Yep. And to be fair, I knew a guy... he was dating one of my friends for a while there, who was former military. If you went into the house, you could literally be staring at a fucking gun and not even realize it. This dude literally had fucking weapons hidden all throughout his house. Earth could be the exact same fucking thing. Zordon said, here's a weapon, here's a weapon, here's a weapon, here's a weapon. I'm going to put that one there. I'm going to put this one there. I'm going to put that one there. And if somebody all shows right. the fuck up, I know where it is, and I can kill that motherfucker. Right. Tell him, get off my lawn.
So the Sword
get
King,
off my lawn.
The Sword King goes next to the bathroom.
Yep.
The cane gun goes next to the door.
Yep. Zordon was somewhat of a hoarder.
Yeah.
He just kept putting stuff around our galaxy and hiding shit on our planet.
Uh-huh.
It was like, well, I don't want to
surprise.
No. I might need it.
There's so much surprise.
He also collected people.
He also collected people in
Alpha.
His basement.
Alpha collected
Find
people.
Alpha.
Zordon told him to collect said
Find
people.
Me teenagers with attitude to add to my collection. Wait. Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
This is going to all of a sudden. Fucking yes! That's the Bill face we all know and love.
Yeah.
No, oh, wait. Not that.
There we go.
That's the old Bill Logan Zordon face, as opposed to the young Bill Logan that you're seeing with the updates to his channel now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for a second, I had to double look at that because it looked like an old picture of me. I was like, what the fuck? When did you make me into Zordon? I'm not Zordon.
Oh, shit.
Fucking awesome,
I'm
Shane.
In the basement with the cheese sandwiches to hand out.
No, that guy in the corner is dinner.
Yeah.
We've talked about
that guy. Oh, yeah.
That guy in the corner is the cheese sandwich.
Yeah. I got the grill. It's okay. We're going to make a tasty sandwich.
Mm. Okay, so, yes, that has to explain why they're here, why they're on the station, and... Look, if these guys have been looking for him forever, I already discussed this. If 10,000 years ago, he lost that fight, wound up on Earth, and has been hiding this entire time, that's why they've never even come close to finding it, until one day, the Lights of Orion literally flew past them.
Yep.
Because now they're on this space station moving. And they were like, hey, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hold on, wait a minute. If I could just grab the scanner. What the fuck?
So we looked around
Follow
for thousands.
Follow that space station.
We looked around for thousands of years for these fucking lights, and now all of a sudden this thing that fucking flies by with Rangers—that's where it fucking is.
Yep. Deus Ex Morphing Grid.
Yep. It's my favorite thing to say during our show now.
Yep.
Now they don't exactly know where these things are. They have a general idea.
Yeah.
It's somewhere around here.
A lot of episodes moving forward. It's like, oh, yes, it's here now. Oh, no, it's over here now. No, it's over here now. No, it's over here.
It's gotta be here somewhere.
It's not like we're not used to this kind of concept. Remember, Vegeta had become a Super Saiyan for like 80 fucking episodes.
I am a Super Saiyan.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Go to sleep, little bitch. Go to sleep.
You see, you're not dealing with the average Power Ranger.
Oh, God, no. Don't do this. Oh, God, no. Don't do this. Not now.
You're dealing with a Galaxy Ranger.
Fuck it. Killing them all.
And here she's fucking dope.
Yeah, we get to see her little battle attire, I think, on this.
Yeah, that's her fucking battle mode.
Yeah, because now we're moving into the territory of her actually wanting to be on the field and trying to do shit. Meanwhile, Daddy is basically saying, no, you're fucking stupid, you haven't been trained, you don't know how to fight, stay the fuck here, and just watch.
Look pretty.
He does have a point that she hasn't been trained yet, so...
And Fallen Slayer, when we get there, I am going to talk about the Lightspeed Rescue... And I will also talk about the ninja when we get there. No, as far as I'm concerned, Billy has nothing to do with those powers. We've placed all of our theories along the line in terms of what Billy was responsible for. And if you heard my theory on the other episode about where I think these powers came from, Billy also has nothing to do with this.
Yep.
But... Lights of Orion episode time.
Fucking hop in the jammers and let's go, guys. Fucking space go-karts.
Yep.
Space go-karts.
With little pew-pew guns. Space carts.
Rainbow Road.
Yep.
Yeah, fucking Rainbow Road this bitch.
Pretty much.
All right, let's set a trap. And they got bikes.
Yes.
Don't now worry about bikes. It. Everyone needs a good bike.
Alpha made them.
Yep.
He was shit, there's Rangers, I finally have something I can do.
Alpha just starts making everything now.
Well, I mean, he was just like retired on a stupid space museum.
Right.
Doing literally nothing after spending thousands of years making and designing combat weaponry for Rangers.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, he's like, what am I doing today? Oh, I guess I'm
giving a tour of the ship.
Giving a tour of the ship again.
Well, he did have help with Billy back then, too, so.
Yeah, but
so maybe some
for the last...
Well, actually, no.
For the last couple years, he has done nothing.
Actually, no. That we're talking about Jersey. Yeah, Jersey. Never mind. Jersey Alpha.
For the last couple years, Alpha has done nothing. Literally nothing.
He's been jerking his robot pud.
He wakes up... He wakes up, unplugs himself from the ship, and gives tours of the ship to a bunch of snot-nosed little kids and fucking adults that probably don't even really give that much of a shit about what they're going to see. And
they
then,
just have nothing better to do because they're going to be stuck in this dome for the next... Till they die.
So, yes.
Maybe find a planet, but probably till they die.
Especially
with the... Random monster of the week showing up.
All of a sudden, there's Rangers. He's making shit.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I made these fucking space go-karts. They're pretty sweet, right? Oh, you need something for in the dome.
In the dome.
Which is funny because...
Give me 5 minutes. I got some spare parts. Hold up.
Yeah, which is funny because then after this episode with the bikes, then we go back to,
Wait, with this episode with the what?
Now he's saving them.
God damn it!
He said it last episode. He's saving him up. Well, no, technically he said it in his stream, but that's another story for another time. So you got to watch some of the other shit we do, too.
What? Who does that?
I don't.
I do.
I don't do nothing.
Trust me, you can tell I do, because my ass was sitting watching YouTube on my new TV, commenting from my cell phone while I was in the middle of fucking playing, what was it? It was one of the mobile Final Fantasies again. So I'm like, okay, yeah, let's do this. Oh shit, Bill's talking about the restaurants in Bartonville. Hold on, let me. I got some comments for shit about food. I'm a fat mug. But what was I saying? Yeah, no. So literally after this episode, they go back to, hey, let's ride the space go karts that are meant for space in the dome.
Yep.
Fuck the bikes.
Yep. Don't need them.
Fuck these astrocycles. It's not like they can float in space.
Right.
It's okay. They were just cosplaying as Kamen Riders.
It's true.
Okay. So they get new motorcycles, and the women come over to check them out, like, hey, these are really cool. Where's our motorcycles? And they're like, yeah, about that.
Alpha only had enough parts for three.
You can ride in the side cart like Robin.
Yeah, Alpha might be able to make a side cart, but that's about it.
Don't worry, Alpha will at least make sure that there's a steering wheel in it for when we detach you.
Yes.
What about Leo?
The steering wheel isn't attached to anything.
Leo doesn't get a side cart. Well, Leo is the leader. Yep. He gets a motorcycle all to himself.
Nobody wants to ride with Leo.
Yeah. Especially for what happens next.
Hey, let's show a magic trick from the bad guys.
Presto, changeo, alakazam. It's your dead brother. Wait, what?
What?
What's in the box, dead brother?
What's in the box?
I was fucking waiting for it. Evil look.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Yeah.
I honestly do. I like her a lot. And the changes she will go through for this series.
You better
like,
be
right
following
now,
this
she's right now she's conniving, and that works in her favor a lot.
Now, here's the question that I have. Where did the villains get a truck?
All right, so Seth, when you're a villain, that's all I got.
Well, I'm just asking because so far all we have seen is go-karts that apparently have no windshield, but we'll get into that in a couple of episodes.
So you don't need a windshield in space.
They've got go-karts, like electric go-karts with no doors, and that's all we've seen.
Where the fuck did they get a Jeep? You mean golf carts. Okay.
Yeah, they're
golf carts.
They
got the golf carts with no doors. Where the fuck did they get a Jeep from?
They sold from the military.
Bee putties?
Nope. This is an easy explanation. You see, out in space, there's called a space car dealership.
Well,
dealership.
A space Sam Lehman.
There's other cars and shit because you'll see other cars, like when they save the, in quotations, husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude's driving a truck.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
But the villains.
But still, to be fair, to this point, all we've really seen is just shitty go-kart, fucking golf carts with no goddamn doors, and apparently no windshields, but again, we'll get to that later. And now all of a sudden they just have like a fucking green military Jeep flatbed that they could just put this magic box in. Bye.
Again, Seth, when you're a villain,
you get the good deals on trucks.
It's a good thing these bee putties haven't evolved yet. They can actually hold that box.
Yeah, they actually have the hands for right now to be able to move the box.
That's a nice truck, though. I wonder what their interest rate is.
That truck is straight up ass.
For the time being the late 90s, early 2000s, probably like 1.8%.
That's a steal.
It is, considering the fact that with me working where I do over at the insurance company, I see people with interest rates of like 2.7%, and I'm like, damn, your credit must suck.
So... okay.
Oh, let's stop the vehicle up the road.
Well, Leo thinks that's his brother.
Right.
Okay? So, I'm not going to call out any kind of, look.
Being dumb. Right.
There is some being dumb here.
But
to stop and think, you've already seen things that don't make sense. You're a Power Ranger now. You're fucking flying around in space. Like, there's evil monsters
and shit.
A lot of shit's
not making sense.
There's magic all over the place. Like, what's to say they don't have your brother somehow?
Right.
There's no reason to believe they can't.
Exactly. And to be fair, he's been kind of obsessing about his brother.
Yeah.
Ever since he saw his brother die in heavy quotation marks.
He got eaten by a planet. It's fine.
Right.
Nom.
And Leo...
I mean, Cloud got eaten by a planet twice, and he's fine.
Leo still has some much growing up to do. Mm-hmm. I will like him as this goes on. At the start, if I'm looking for leadership, I'm actually looking to Kai.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, he powered down just to open the box, and it's empty.
Look, when you open a
fucking
box,
vanishing box,
you don't want to be at full power.
It's the magical disappearing, reappearing bodies.
Yeah, I know how that trick works. It's like a false bottom, and then you just spin it around. And
that's why he's over there at the tree. Yeah. They made him disappear and reappear, and that's part of the trick.
Yeah.
Ta-da, he's out of the box. Vegeta, did you
and
like
now
it?
They're like, now they're like, okay, somebody's going to distract them. Why me?
Winston, you do it.
Yeah, Winston.
Hey, you with the least amount of screen time.
You with the least amount of screen time. And he's like, come the fuck.
You guys do
I
know.
Finally made it into a motherfucking episode, and
you
this
guys
is what
do
I
know
get.
My, you guys do
shit,
know.
You guys skipped me on my episode.
Right.
You guys know my birthday's coming up. Oh, happy birthday. Go.
Yeah.
Go be a distraction.
Go be a distraction.
He fucking runs out.
This is your great plan. You be the distraction. And they just... Fucking get out there.
He just runs out.
Guys.
He's like, guys, look, a distraction.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, shit, a distraction. Oh, fuck.
I hate being the distraction.
Maybe I should have went out here morphed.
No shit.
Well, he comes back morphed. So. Yeah.
He doesn't run away very long.
Yeah.
He's like right back into the fight almost instantly. He's like, I'm out. I'm back.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a distraction.
Hold
yeah.
on, hold on. I had to go change my britches real quick.
Okay, so...
Go get Mike!
Leo, for reasons, decides not to be morphed.
Yeah.
Gotta show the face!
I mean, I guess...
Oh, emotional.
I guess that's what they're really gunning at here.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let's go. Let's
so he saves his brother.
Can't be Iron Manning his face.
Wow,
this... wait, go back. Dude, man, like, the middle of that planet, man, there is some good shit.
Oh, so... oh, look, he's holding a crystal that the bad guys were holding.
Right.
Hey, look what I stole, man.
But this also goes into exactly what I was talking about. If they need a ranger to be able to open whatever that door thing is.
One that's gullible, too.
Right, but if they need a ranger to open that door, then it was probably put there by Zordon. Because it has to, because it's locked in the same capacity. Let's put quotations, really, really bold quotations here. It's locked the same way Zordon locks his other stuff, where if you don't have a power coin, you supposedly can't get in unless you're ooze or sand or... just yes. Teenagers that can open doors.
Or a Green Ranger that just opens the back door of the Megazord. Oh, wait, what?
If any normal person could jump that high, they could get in there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, who are you? Hey, guys, I'm Steve.
Yeah. Steve.
Hey, guys. I got your pizza here, guys.
Who ordered a pizza? Zach's like, I don't know.
Fucking Peter Parker just webs
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, exactly. Spider-Man gets up.
Spider dude, pizza?
Who the fuck is knocking at the back door?
It's pizza time. Wow. All right, fucking turtle.
It's been over 30 minutes, man. That pizza's free.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the trick is working.
Forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
So he opens the door and climbs in the...
That door. That's not a door.
Plastic cutout.
That's not a door. Yeah. That's not a door. That's a hole.
That's a hatch.
That's a hole.
It's a hatch.
Yeah.
It's a magical wall door.
Then he finds a treasure box. Easily one of your dreams.
Yeah, he finds a treasure box that's inside of a locked jail cell. So when he opens up the locked jail cell, and
so
then he opens up the treasure box.
I want you to think about this now.
Then there's a box inside that
this
treasure
is the douchiest,
box.
This is the douchiest fucking thing. They put a big locked room, and then they inside of that room is a locked cage. Inside of that cage is a locked box.
And
inside
of that
locked
box
is
a
tiny locked box.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of that box is nothing.
No, you gotta go one more. Then inside of that box is another box that has nothing.
It's like a Russian network.
No, that's literally, right here is how they ended up getting that thing from Yzma from Emperor's New Groove. I'm gonna turn him into a flea. I'm gonna put that flea in a box. I'm gonna put that box in a box. Then I'm gonna put that box in a box. Then I'm gonna put that box in a box. Then I'm gonna mail it to myself, and when it shows up, I'm gonna smash it with a hammer! That's the level of fucking douchery this
so
is.
So he opens the door, opens the cage, opens the box, and takes out a box.
Yep.
Betrayal.
And then explodes.
Yeah. Dude, don't see it!
Betrayal.
Zordon's kind of a special dick that way.
Betrayal.
Team
like,
killing
when they were setting this up, Alpha, because you know it had to be Alpha. Alpha was like, okay, I closed that room, and the power's in there. And he's like, now put it in a box.
Okay.
What?
It's already in a box.
He's like, okay, well, it's in a box. He's like, now put that box
in a box.
Are we fucking doing this? Okay.
But it's already in a box. Right. Now make
in
sure
a
that
bigger
box
is locked.
Yeah, he's okay. Now lock it. Yeah,
lock that
and
box.
Make sure
put
the other boxes are locked,
now put
too.
That box in a cage.
Now put what? That box in a cage. What the fuck
now
am I
crawl
doing?
Out of the tiny
is this just
hole?
To give me something to do? Fucking
yes. I don't know.
Now
you
lock the
cage.
Remember
when you forgot my birthday?
now crawl out of the tiny hole and lock that.
This is fucking ridiculous.
The whole time Leo's like,
don't
Leo's
forget
like crawling
the beeper.
Like, God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. Man, whoever came up with this idea, I hope they get what's coming to them.
They sure did.
Yep, they got an empty box and an explosion in the ass.
So Leo's betraying brother.
Dun, dun, dun.
Stupid douchey Mike. Yep.
So douchey Mike now has the box that was in a box that was in a cage that was in a room.
Inside of a cave.
Inside
that
of a cave.
Was locked.
At the bottom of the sea.
Oh my god.
This
isn't even my final form.
God damn it. 5 minutes until Mike explode.
And then later on, you know what they did with Alpha? They put him in a box.
Yep. Wait, was it this Alpha that's in a box, or is it Jersey Alpha in a box?
I can't remember.
This is Jersey Alpha.
Oh.
So technically, yeah.
So, yeah, this Alpha goes into a box.
The Alpha we have currently is Jersey Alpha. The Alpha that would have set all this up would have been Alpha 5.
And that Alpha's in a box.
What's really
and
great.
I think that Alpha's in a box. However, I won't remember until we get there down the line.
What's really great is that after...
Because Alpha 5 went to Eltar, and he could very well be dead.
All right. True. So it's that time of the stream real quick.
Oh, Shane Hug points.
Reed Jones, you just won 1 million Shane points.
Yes.
Put yourself in a box.
Yep. And then put yourself in a box, Alpha.
Well, that's the thing. Upon Zordon's death, he sent something to Alpha. Lawyer comes up. Mr. Alpha. He's like, yeah. And he's like, this was Zordon's
last will and
testament. It's like a little flash drive. He's like, He said it's only for your
visor.
It's only for your visor.
And so he puts it in. He's like watching it. And it's like, Alpha, if you are seeing this, then it means I did not survive. I leave you my oldest friend, a box.
And now put yourself inside that box.
I need you to roll your ass in there.
Dismantle yourself and wait.
In a warehouse. Await my second coming.
We owe what? Too much money. We need to sell the estate.
Now, Alpha, once you're in the box, we got to get you to that warehouse. It's my warehouse. Don't ask me why an interdimensional being needs a warehouse. I just needed a warehouse.
Got a lot of shit.
Got a lot of shit.
Stored of somewhere. Shit.
The command center kind of exploded.
So they all
tuck
fight.
And roll, tuck and roll.
They all fight over this box while
flashbacks.
Fucking Leo weeps.
Yep.
More flashbacks.
Explode!
Explosions.
Oh, look. Trans-dagger fucking star formation
okay, I
death
got it,
beam.
Go. I need you to go back two pictures real quick.
No.
Okay. He hit that guy. Next picture. Exploded.
Yeah.
I don't remember this fight.
I'm just letting you know that the way that you got those pictures, it made it look like Leo kicked out. Like, I'm sad.
Take this, bitch.
God blows up. Like, Leo, what'd you
do? Stupid fake brother. Dude.
And everybody, Kai and them were like, what are you doing, Leo? He's like, that's my super angry kick.
No. That's the, I went to the school of Sega and Judo.
Yeah. But no, I kind of remember it. Yeah, he kicks him, throws him back. The guy basically does a beam thing, boom, and they're like, nope, fuck you.
And then he's like, look.
It's a Monster Energy drink.
Look, then motherfucker. I got stuff, too.
Then he drinks his fucking Monster Energy drink. Yep.
Yeah. It's the Legends of Zelda Stamina Potion.
It's actually that potion from Zombies Ate My Neighbors
that turns you into a monster. Yeah, that's true.
And Leo goes and fights him again.
Yep.
Yep.
Empty.
Dun, what the dun, shit?
It would have been really neat if there was a little note in there.
An IOU from Zordon?
No.
IOU Lights of Orion using them currently?
Nope. No.
They keep my two back, dude.
No. Inside the box is a little note from Alpha that says, Zordon had me put the Lights of Orion in here, but then I flushed them down the toilet. Go fuck yourself. Yep. Alpha.
It's definitely an IOU from Zordon.
Now, if you excuse me, I got to go lock myself hold on to in this. A box.
The fuck? So now she's like, wow, so we got nothing, huh? That's good.
Well, I'm going to go tell
Dad
you fucked up.
I'm going to blame this on you. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I would too.
No!
And then he's told he's going to become Funna Exploded. And he's like, give me one more shot. All right, you get one more shot, then you're going to become Fun Exploded.
And then we go back to the Rangers, and they make...
Cookies, goddammit!
Cookies! And doesn't he eat one?
Cookies, hooray!
Yes. He steal a cookie dough?
Yeah. Yep. He's been trying to steal a cookie dough, and Kai keeps calling him
Look,
to
he's
stop
owed. He's owed a little bit,
more
okay?
Than he...
he's
Man, I was a distraction! Come on!
Yeah, they've shit on him half the series so far.
Right.
Oh, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. So hey, he deserves a cookie dough.
A dough of cookies.
Followed by...
Mike's still out there.
Followed by the pathos stick being beaten over our heads. Supposed to cry now. It's a sad moment. He doesn't know if his brother's alive or not. Okay.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah,
moving on. See? What? See, look. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
That was the best picture
I don't
ever.
Know. I don't know if my brother's alive.
I don't care.
No. Just Maya doing this. I don't know if my brother's alive. Suddenly Bill closes that. Alpha, stick their asses in the basement.
Right.
Fuck on them.
Episode 7, Double Duty. Duty.
He said duty.
So Kendrick and Kai have a little sparring match.
Yes, right, this goes into like, this is probably standard hand-to-hand combat that whatever these people are learn.
Right, because Kendrick's doing almost like a boxing thing, and Kai's doing kind of like a grappler thing, because he's literally way the fuck out here with it type of thing.
Like some kind of dumb version of judo?
It's like a really bad fucking judo stance. Like a I got my black belt from watching judo on TV stance.
Right. Yeah, like
I
know there's a fighting game.
It looks like, and I'm promising you, now that I'm looking at this picture right here, he looks like he's using Robin Fu from Batman 1966.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to grab those titties.
He would like to grab those.
Yeah, he would like to.
Ain't never
going to
happen.
Nope.
But no, because yeah, literally
only one man is allowed to grab them titties.
She grabs his titty. Yep.
He's not man enough for hers.
I love it.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We're just going to go ahead and leave.
Guys. Hi, I'm here.
Look at him back in the shadows here.
He's like Leo's like,
shit, hey, I can barely see him.
Hey, man, you're not supposed to be on camera that much. Can you stand back, be the last one into the room,
you
into
know,
the scene?
I am a ranger.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we know, yeah. Just wait till your birthday.
Yeah.
It is coming up, guys. We know.
Don't worry. We know. We need to. You just need to stay back.
For a guy that's so motherfucking important to the team, they really fuck him on episode time.
Yeah.
Like, he's really important. He really, truly is.
I keep the ship going.
They're well, like, I mean, so go do that. We got shows to do.
I mean, when you think about it like that, Scotty on the original series of Star Trek kept the shit going. he didn't always get a lot of screen time either.
Actually,
I mean, he did get a lot.
In terms of the,
he had some episodes.
In terms of the guys, in terms of the guys outside of the Trinity, because there's a Trinity on the original series. There's Spock, McCoy, Kirk. Now that also comes. There's a philosophy. There's a reason behind that. We're not going into that. He is the most utilized character outside of that triangle, literally. He commands the ship constantly. He has episodes completely to himself. Like,
I need to go back and rewatch the original series.
Yeah, he has a lot of moments.
Scotty was my favorite character.
Scotty was super important.
He died twice.
And came back.
Scotty was super important. Got a lot of
because that weird, stupid, sentient cloud thing
got to
and
be
Nomad
cap
killed him as well.
He got a lot of screen time and everything. Damon is super important.
So he's like the.
So for his birthday, we're going to focus on the girls.
Yeah, for his birthday, we're going to make it all about other characters.
Yep.
And then at the end of the
episode, he'll show up.
He'll show like, "Hey guys, like happy birthday."
Okay, let's move on.
Yep. So this episode's plot, movie star lookalike plot. Let's see how much of a bitch she is.
Hey, Kendrick, this chick looks just like you. No, she does. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was very much like, oh, fuck, she really does.
You should go meet her. I don't
Guys,
know.
Guys, we should go meet her.
No.
Damon,
no,
we need you to fix the ship.
So this actress.
Yep.
Is a lazy bitch.
Okay, yes, but this actress was offered something that I don't think she realized what she was getting into. In order to build a type of Hollywood on the station, they had to find stars willing to leave the planet forever.
Yep.
And they find this young fucking girl who probably just got into this shit, who probably did a movie role, who took the fuck off like crazy in the middle of her modeling career and became super huge. Then they go to her and they're like, would you like to be the biggest motherfucking star on Terra Venture? And of course she's like, yeah. And then she signed a contract. They put her on a space station and launched her ass.
Yep.
And now her life is this and only this because they need an entertainment studio.
Yeah.
And you notice other actors, like, we only see this one little thing. And we're not going to see movies and shit in this, in their universe.
Right.
But all the actors that I saw on set were young.
Yep.
Meaning they couldn't con any older actors into doing this shit. They couldn't go up to somebody like Hugh Jackman, who's nearing 60, if not 60 already, and be like, dude.
Space.
Would you like to fucking be Wolverine? No.
Yep.
But, like, in space, no.
Yep.
Listen now.
Walking up to Robert Downey Jr.
You can
hey,
go
you
to
be Iron
No.
no.
I'm not fucking doing it.
Do you want to film in space? I almost died in space.
Do you want to leave the planet for the rest of
I
your
am
fucking
Iron Man.
Life?
No.
No. Yeah. Yeah, and he's not wrong either, because literally every single time that you end up seeing her, she's like, oh, my God, I don't want to fucking be here. I don't want to do this. And literally,
it's so hard. I just want to go shopping.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I might feel that way, too, if I was a megastar that was all of a sudden thrust into space and was one of possibly, like, what, maybe 40 actors tops that they got to take part in
and
this.
And you're filming every day.
Yeah, and
all
you'd be
day.
Filming and modeling and doing interviews and shit all day because you are literally the entertainment of the space station.
Yeah, it's you and, like, 40 other people. Good luck. We'll show you the award ceremony later when it's you against the 40 other people that you're going to be working with all day, every day, till the day that you fucking die.
And the fact that the studio, I'm jumping ahead, but the fact that the studio is more than okay with just taking a lookalike and making plugs, like, that tells you right there, they're not worried about acting talent now. They just need this fucking thing to take off because they are literally the only standing entertainment industry
and
on Terra Venture.
And they have an award show in space.
They have to fucking get something produced. We're talking like back in the 1930s when like sometimes they'd be like, hey, make this movie. Here's the script. And the guy's like, but this script is really bad. We don't give a shit. It just needs to be done in a week. A fucking week? Yeah, better get filming. You can use that guy's sets over there. There were a lot of shit that was made like that back then because they just had to get it out there.
Yep.
That's what we're dealing with right now on Terra Venture.
Yep. And to be fair, this episode is also a little bit like how the sausage is made type of a thing, because literally this would be an exact episode of filming for Power Rangers. Hey, we need you to do this. Okay, cool, here's my line, let me go stand over here. Okay, no, you got to do it again, you did it way the fuck wrong. Oh, okay.
No,
you did it wrong, do it the fuck again. Okay. 19 takes later. Can we please just fucking do it right?
They're like, just fucking take 7 and we'll move the fuck on and nobody will notice.
Yep.
Until people like us, a group of fucking assholes in a room that can't wait to tear apart Power Rangers, come in and they're like, you fucking see the look on that motherfucker's face?
Seriously, look at the look on the motherfucker's face.
Right. Yeah.
God, my life is so hard.
Oh my God.
I'm so rich and popular.
That look when all we get is questions about the next Kamen Rider.
Wow.
You haven't made that face too, Bill? I'm pretty sure you have.
That dude is smug as shit.
Yeah, he is.
Because he's probably rich as fuck.
Same. It's because he's a manager. Managers don't get
that's the face
shit.
We exactly. make when we
you
shit
make
on
me
stuff.
Money. Uh-huh. If you can't make me money, I'll find somebody the fuck else who can.
No, see, that was the face that we make when we shit on specific things.
I'm a gross monster.
My lord, we have found the new location for the Lights of Orion in a camera.
No, to be fair, the exact line is actually...
You're reaching,
Yurio,
aren't you?
You're on thin fucking ice. Don't worry, I found a guy, he has an idea of where they are. Yeah, they got to be in cameras. I mean, they're lights, and they always say lights, camera, action. They got to be in a camera.
All these motherfuckers know is that it's on Terra Venture. But yep. They don't know any of our technology or anything like that. Like,
that must use the Lights of Orion.
Their species probably did not evolve in a way that wanted them to make movies and shit.
Yeah.
So while cameras probably exist in terms of security purposes and whatnot, they probably didn't make films.
Right.
Or it was something long ago in their culture that's been so...
archaic.
Yeah, it's archaic now and doesn't even make sense. So, like, see us.
Or if they do make films, it's like old World War II propaganda where it's just fucking Scorpius sitting there. Fucking obey me! Do as I say or you will
die!
Hypnotoad.
Sponsored by the council to fucking not be killed by Scorpion.
She's sitting there going, oh my God, it's so hard. This sucks. Blah, blah, my life.
No,
blows.
I don't want to be here.
Kendrick
I'm screaming
like,
internally.
That bitch. I don't want to talk to that bitch.
Now, Kai is excited because his dream girl is now also a movie star and model.
Yep.
And he's
which
thinking.
Which also brings up some questionable. That brings up some questionable stuff for him. That later on, if it doesn't work out with her, he still has magazines and movies that he can fantasize over, and it's still technically her?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Creepy son of a bitch.
Especially
creepy.
When
look
she
at him. He's
dies.
He's like, come on, let's go talk
exactly.
to her. He is really excited to go talk to his dream girl.
Come on, let's go.
Next to his dream girl.
Kai is the beardless version of the Final Fantasy IV Cid. He's the super creepy dude that peeps at people.
You mean Roshi?
I said beardless.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this dude decides to attack
cameras.
Yeah.
With
like
fucking
you said,
Japanese seal things. He's like, fucking put the pow!
That was the boss, the main bad guy. And when you, my minion, comes up to me. He's like, my lord, I think we know where the Lights of Orion. Well, where are they? We think they're in cameras.
The fuck is a camera?
Okay, the Lights of Orion have been around for how long? Thousands of years, my lord. And we haven't been able to find them, correct? Yes,
no.
My lord. So somebody just shoved them in a camera. I want you to think about this. Think before you talk to me again.
Before you talk to me again.
I'll give you 5 minutes. And you come back with something else.
And you come back with something else.
Or I'm going to kill you.
And then they
or
leave,
I'm
then
gonna
they
make
leave
you
the
explode.
Room. Then they leave the room and they're like, let's just go get them from the camera. And then he'll have to fucking believe us.
Mm-hmm.
So they go down here and they attack cameras.
And that would be at the point that if I was the villain, I would look over at one of my other more competent henchmen and go,
they're going after the cameras, aren't
they're
they?
Gonna be stupid.
Just
go,
you know,
follow them.
No.
And let me know how stupid.
Just to let you know, you don't have competent anything.
I said more competent.
You
I didn't
don't,
say
you don't
competent.
Have that. You don't have that. Yeah. You have her, which will backstab you in a second to go up the line in her father's organization. You have the master who doesn't want you attacking cameras. You have the monster guy that you just hired that tells you they're in the cameras. You have you, and then you have bee putties.
Why am I right above bee putties?
Because you're Furio.
Because you're Furio. And Furio is about to be demoted to
and you're,
helping
you're,
the bee putties.
You're one step away from being exploded.
Yeah.
Or a bee putty yourself.
Excuse me. Hold on. I'm going to whip out my sword and explode myself, please. I don't want to work on this ship anymore.
Nick just gives up. He's like, I need more cop. I need a son of a bitch. I have no options.
No, you go, son of a bitch. I just go, can I get some? Can I please get a motherfucker that has two brain cells?
Can I get a motherfucker?
Two!
I got
two. One and a half! If it's only part functioning, that's fuck! Fuck it! Ass!
I got one and a quarter!
Who said that? That'll do!
You're hired!
That'll do!
Do you think they put it in a camera? It doesn't seem likely.
My God!
Smarter than I thought.
You have been promoted to Ultra Henchman.
Yes.
Here, have one of these.
It's Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry knows some
Jerry,
shit.
It's yeah. Jerry. It's that's, Jerry. That's the guy that just got promoted.
Yep. He's like, everything's coming up, Jerry.
It's like, man, found Space God. Now I got promoted. but Jerry was the one that was making the cross at the
is.
Fucking... Galaxy Beast.
I found
Space God. Yeah.
This is just a great week.
This is a great week for Jerry.
Yeah, for now, until he finds out from the next guy. Yeah, you basically got promoted by somebody who was basically already underneath of you and should have been your assistant. He's like, well, shit.
But I still got promoted.
Does the promotion still count?
Yep.
Technically,
he still outranks you, but really, he doesn't because he's like this
guys,
close to
guys,
being exploded.
Guys, listen. When Furio comes and tells us what to do, we just go and we pretend we listen. We don't really listen. Look at him. He's a fucking retard. He thinks shit's in cameras. What the fuck?
He thinks shit's in cameras.
And on top of that, he just thinks that all we do is we actually talk. Shit, we talk smack behind his back all the time.
I mean, look at him. He's goofy looking.
So Kendrick says the knee leg gets attacked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So she
look
gets
it,
a seal thrown.
Hold
oh,
on.
Wait, her.
More Shane hug points.
I don't know. Because wasp monsters don't have hands.
Well, she gets a note on her leg, and it hurts her leg.
Yep.
Ow.
It's the injury note.
I know.
It's the dumb cousin of the death note.
And now the actress is going to be faking a leg injury.
Oh, my leg. Oh, it hurts so bad. Oh, yep. Can't work.
And you look at him. He turns around and is like, you fucking liar.
Like he fucking already knows.
He's like, bitch.
You lazy motherfucker.
You know what? We'll get somebody who doesn't suck.
Hey, you. Yeah. You look like her. Come here.
Yeah.
You're hired.
Oh, my God.
I didn't apply.
This is exactly what I mean, though. They just see this person, and they're like, okay, it's close enough.
Fuck it.
We don't have any options here. We got, like, fucking 40 actors, maybe, and this movie's already halfway done. It has to finish in this week. Today.
Plus, not to mention, the starlet has a contract. She gets millions of dollars. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
No, she can't. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. She's got a film. She can't go have a shopping day like she wanted.
Oh, she can now because she's injured, and I found a scab who's going to come in and motherfucking work for $0. Yeah. I don't have to pay this bitch a dime.
Not a dime.
And I'm going to make me some fucking money on this movie.
Yep.
Because she's injured, there's a clause in the contract. She gets half money.
What, that
God.
Face? What?
God. Oh, God damn it. Old.
I used to be a ranger like you, but then I took a seal to the knee.
Everyone does know that the actual meaning behind the arrow to the knee thing, right? Uh-huh.
Everybody's heard the theory from MatPat, I'm sure, but that doesn't signify the fact that they actually
recorded. No, arrow to the knee means they got married.
Okay.
That's what the old saying was. I used to be an adventurer like you, and then I took an arrow to the knee. The arrow to the knee is your wife.
I see.
You're not allowed to go adventure anymore.
Yep.
That's what the old saying came from.
You think that's a real old saying?
Yeah. I believe it. Seems like something stupid somebody would say back then.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I don't know if that's an actual saying in history.
Could be. Who knows? I don't know. Did somebody steal your sweet roll again, Bill?
What sweet roll?
Exactly. Somebody nicked it.
I don't have a sweet roll.
Somebody meat it.
Yeah.
I would eat a sweet roll.
I'd eat a sweet roll right now, too. I'm fucking hungry.
All I had was some peanut butter on a piece of bread.
I didn't even have that.
He didn't even have that.
Nope.
Where's my sweet roll?
Yeah, Shane.
Well, did
you have one job.
Did
this is why you don't get
roll?
To be Pea Putty of the Week.
Shane brought himself some fucking...
God. You're right. You know what? We need to replace Shane with Jerry.
Look, just because I have level 100 pickpocket does not mean that I'm going to be able to just pull one out of thin air.
And acting and flip!
Shane looked real sad for a second, by the way.
There's not much to talk about in this episode aside from what we've already talked about.
Right.
She acts.
Yep. Yeah.
She acts. Quotation.
Exactly.
She tries.
In heavy quotes.
And yeah. The worst part is, she actually keeps pushing through her injury while this dumb bitch is like, oh, yeah, fucking
yeah.
hurting. But she's actually limping up this hill like 57 times.
Yeah.
She can barely fucking walk.
I think they only give her like 10 takes to try.
No, it was a lot more than that. It
I
was like 30, and
I
the dude was
from,
getting pissed.
I can tell right. you from mowing my lawn that I limp up that motherfucker after 57 trips. So I can imagine with a fucking seal to the knee what that must be like.
Right.
Feels like paper.
It does. God damn it. Feels like deadly paper.
Oh, shit.
And the thing is,
she's
actually... Fuck this director.
This director sees her limping.
This
like,
director,
I don't give a fuck.
This director was a B-movie director who never had a fucking chance, who once again, when they were trying to get some people, they went to Spielberg and they were like, hey, man, you want to...
Fuck you.
You want
to
come
space
up to
forever?
Space?
No, actually, they tried to go to Spielberg and his assistant said, I'm sorry, Mr. Spielberg's too busy to deal with your stupid shit. Yeah. Now, we got Walter here, though. Walter Spielberg, it's his retarded cousin.
They should have went to M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Nope, even he would have turned
M. Night Shyamalan
down.
Yeah,
he too much. Fuck that.
They make too much money here on Earth, but you can get
M. Night
this
Shyamalan
fucking guy.
Was like, what the tweets when he just disappeared in thin air?
What the tweet? They can get this
now,
fucking random guy.
To be fair, though,
guy.
Shit like this does actually happen. I mean, when it comes right down to it, if you do like stories from the set for shit like The Shining, Shelley Duvall's reactions are legit. Because literally they told Jack Nicholson to be a dick to her even in between scenes. And fucking, oh god damn it, who was the one who actually fucking directed it? Damn it, why did Brain die?
Stanley Kubrick, whatever.
Was it Kubrick?
It was Kubrick.
Yeah. So Kubrick even literally went out of his way to fucking tell her every single take that her performance sucked and she needed to step it the fuck up. So she literally left the movie with, like, PTSD. So that's the reason why every scene of her, she's, like, literally... white as a fucking sheet, and looking like, who the fuck, what the fuck, who's around me, who do I need to kill, so everybody get away from me, why is my hand twitching, what the fuck, like that type of shit, because they treated her like shit.
Do another take and get
reactions.
It right 127 times.
Yes. So shit like this does happen legitimately to make sure that the actors and actresses literally are exhausted if they need them to show exhaustion.
And she was hurting really bad, and yep. She was able to convey pain.
Yep. Show pain, anguish, and actually get tears to roll like he asked for in take one.
Unlike this fucking guy here.
Yeah, who just has to sit there and stare at this fake flower.
Man, yep. Staring at this rose all fucking days like...
I can't believe she didn't love me.
Man.
Let me sit on this rock at the edge of a hill.
God, is this what it feels like to be emo?
Dude, I'm gonna...
Fuck, and I need
the monster
hobby.
Attacks. So the monster...
Yep.
Attacks cameras, Shane.
Boom! Fuck your camera. Damn it!
I'm watching all day!
I'm watching.
I'm going to wait for my minions to come back and fail me. I'm like, ooh, look at that. I told you it wasn't in a camera.
It's my turn, bitch.
Nope. My book. Oh, shit, my other leg. Damn it! That was my walking leg.
This is pretty good. This part here where the other girl shows up and pretends to be her, it works to show that right now she is a good actress. She does have talent. She was conned into coming up here, and now she's fucking tired of it already. Mm-hmm. And that's part of her attitude. And yes, you will lose work ethic as dumb shit continually happens to you.
Oh, yeah, yep. I know.
Yep. Shit, yeah, I mean, hell, look at me. I used to be gung-ho while at work, and now I'm like, eh, fuck, whatever. Oh, no, the line broke down? Oh, damn, what a fucking shame.
Oh, my gosh, the Power Rangers are here.
Yay, the Power Rangers.
Yeah, I'm here, guys, finally.
All right, thanks, Winston. You can get off the screen now.
Your name's Damon.
Yep, Winston.
Yep. I smile.
I'm fake Kendrick.
I'm still in pain, but I put on a smile.
No, that's fake Kendrick's.
Yeah, who by now is probably legitimately fucked up
dude,
because she
dude,
doesn't
I'm
have
telling you.
Superpowers from the morphing
fucked.
Grid and got exploded.
Look at
this. Oh, yeah, she did get exploded, didn't
look
she?
Look at this picture. Three prominent fucking... out there, I can see those three Rangers. We already know that Kendrick is supposed to be coming later.
Mm-hmm.
There you are, Damon.
Yeah, it's like Bill, prepare to zoom in.
I think he's behind the cane.
Bill, prepare to zoom in. Damn it!
And explode the
Damon
seal
died.
Book.
Oh, hey, there he is.
There he is.
Hey, Damon.
It's bee putty fight time.
Yeah, it's time to fight bee putties.
Except for her.
And then she whops on this monster.
She's
going to
go crouching tiger hidden bullshit.
And she's reading a script.
Oh, hey, look, she's done.
Yep. And then she's reading a script like she's going to try to get back into this acting thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they almost made it look like they were going to try to act like maybe that was what
she,
would,
she wants to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which but, then literally amounts to nothing.
Uh-huh.
And they show there's an award show
oh, hey,
in space.
Well,
fucking...
of course there would be.
Yeah.
They would try to take everything that exists in your modern culture right now and take it with you to space. There's no reason they wouldn't. In fact, it's shown in things like Robotech. In Robotech, they build a city inside the SDF-1,
yep.
And then they slowly but surely rebuild the exact components of their culture, even though they've been removed. They have singers and movie stars and things of that nature.
They did get shot out to, you know, past Pluto.
So yes, that's not rare. There's no reason there wouldn't be award shows and everything. All that shit would go with them. There's a music industry up here and everything. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't leave behind their culture.
I wonder what space rap sounds like, and if it's just as shitty as New Age rap.
Sounds like Busta Rhymes when he decided to redo fucking Iron Man.
Yeah. So, shitty. Okay, good.
Very shitty.
Yeah. Space
incredibly
country?
Fucking shitty.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't point this out before.
And I like some old school gangster
with
rap.
With a love
that
interest.
Shit is just garbage.
But how about space country?
All countries' music sucks anyway, so
that's
I mean,
not true. Johnny Cash,
okay,
Willie Nelson.
No. You're talking modern. All modern.
I'm not talking
any,
modern. I'm just talking space
like,
country.
Right, which would be considered modern
you don't need to
at
do
this
modern.
Point. Everything from like the 80s back, okay, that's fine, we're good. Everything from the 90s forward, you fucking just put the gun in your mouth like Cobain and call it a day.
Damn. Holy shit!
First off,
and he didn't even deserve that shit.
Yeah, first off, he was
do.
Murdered. He didn't kill himself. He was murdered. I can prove it. Not right now.
Not right
okay.
now.
All right.
It's not gonna wow. do, no offense, it's not going to do him any
good. Are you going to prove that Benoit got murdered instead of committed suicide after killing his wife and
well, no, because that one was technically the fucked up brain injury. But either way, that's something different. Moving
and
on.
The,
next
episode. I'm just waiting for him to say something stupid along the lines of and the FDR
damage.
Shot himself.
Either way, on to the next episode. We're moving on.
Oh. Okay.
That episode's done. Now we got to move
on. Or not FDR, JFK. God damn it, my brain.
Crush. Yeah, that's why.
Dude, I've been running off of nothing.
I know.
I worked last night.
That's why I laughed, is because I knew exactly what you're talking about. I was like, fucking FD, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait.
FDR died of polio.
It's a Kai episode.
Hey, Kai. I know you've been doing a great job here. I got a special assignment. I need you to go and videotape my daughter roller skating because I can't fucking be bothered doing it.
No.
By the way, I'm a fucking general and throwing my weight around. So I'll see you at my court-martial.
Hold on. It's Hey, Kai. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on? It's going good, sir.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you know what? Been seeing some great things out of you. I got a special assignment just for you.
Well, thank you, sir.
What assignment, sir? I mean, that's a great honor. Yep. See, the thing is, I'm a shitty dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to run this space station by standing here and making sure these people press the buttons. So I need you to go be a dad to my daughter today.
What do you need
me
to do?
But make sure you record everything that happens. Because if you don't, I'm going to make sure you pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, have a good time.
So what you're
okay, sir. See you at your court martial.
So, sir, what you're saying is that you want me,
here's
an
the
adult,
thing.
To take
he
your child.
He would be the one presiding over the court martial.
Yeah,
it's
because
true.
He is the literal leader of the entire fucking station.
Right.
So he would be leading his own court martial.
In fact,
Jag would be like, we got nothing.
I just fucking realized something. There is a part of our culture that did not go into space with them.
Judicial system?
No. There may still very well be a judicial system, but
military judicial system?
here's what I'm getting at. There's no president. There's no elections. Nope. There's no political parties that I have noticed.
Nope.
Now, I know Rangers never dips into that.
No.
But this guy
is the leader of all.
Literally, he is the fucking head structural piece of the entire station, which the station seems to be run by a military organization.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, there actually is a tribunal council, but you don't get to see them until episode 16, I believe.
Oh, so an episode after I stopped watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
So
yeah.
That didn't occur to me till just now, but yeah, when they went out into space and became their own floating country.
He basically is head motherfucker in charge.
They didn't take
yes.
our democracy with them.
Did you want you want to know something else that's not right? So he's the leader, you know, big guy. Telling this other guy, hey man, I need you to do me a favor. You as an adult, I need you to take my child. Over there, recorder. Sir, that's a felony. No, I give you permission. Sir, I don't feel comfortable recording your daughter.
In public.
Still a felony. That ain't your child, man. And then he starts recording another what is going on? I'm hearing something.
I am, too. I don't know what that is. There's a very strange sound.
Yeah, I was about to say, did Shelly start up the laundry
sounded,
or something?
That was weird.
Dude, it sounded like one long fucking
no,
fart.
It's like I literally started taking my foots off the cord. And I think it's...
So here's my
and yes,
daughter.
Yes, I agree. They play the same... They play that game with Kendricks very much. They do that whole librarian thing, and then she lets her hair down and... Yeah. That's exactly the game they're playing with that character.
Fucking, I gotta go do this stupid shit, man.
Sir, sir, still a felony. Please don't make me do this.
The Blue Crush.
By the way, what Kai does is another felony.
Got my spine, I got my blue crush.
Yeah, good job,
Ooh,
who's that?
Oh, yeah, he just starts filming the girl.
What
he's
doing
on.
Is legitimately a felony.
Yep.
He's a criminal with a camcorder. Okay? He's filming every...
He also can't roller skate for shit.
Right.
Yeah, he can't skate for
fucking
shit.
I was about to say, neither can I, so I can't really fault him on that
Yeah. Yeah, neither can I.
I can.
You would think Deus Ex Morphing Grid. Enhanced agility and shit.
No. No skating. Nope.
No.
Zordon forgot to add the skating ability.
I mean, to be fair, it might be there, but I don't think the morphing grid power works for, like, basically when you're not the one in control of your body, if I put it that way.
Zordon,
I just think this dude
is a little
has, like,
too busy thinking with his cock and balls as opposed to
this
Ranger
dude
mentality.
Is at like a 6 on the Dex scale.
Right,
he's a -2 or -3 modifier. He's
Zordon. Zordon didn't add that ability. They don't need skating ability. He didn't add that ability into the morphing grid.
Well, no, he doesn't. He can't add anything to the morphing grid. And we've talked about how certain experiences and abilities may be passed through the morphing grid, but if my theory is true and those were the first Rangers with that first set of powers, they didn't get that much.
Yeah.
And skating wasn't around back then.
Right.
We're sorry, the previous Blue Ranger was not a skater.
Right. It makes perfect sense.
We're sorry, the previous Blue Ranger had a negative Dex modifier. What?
I used to rollerblade when I was young. If you inherited my rollerblade skills now, you would be face falling.
Same.
I'm pretty sure I can't wear blades now.
All right, Furio.
I never could wear blades or skates.
So here we go. Hey, Furio. What up, Lord?
Your
cameras,
dead.
Huh?
You find that? You find those lights in that camera?
Fucking cameras?
No, sir. No,
really?
Sir, you were right. Oh,
really?
Big shocker.
Oh, wait. I was right? Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Really?
Don't you talk to me in that tone of voice.
Sorry, sir. This is how I sound.
Mm-hmm.
You better sound better.
Yep.
Take a goddamn lozenge.
Felony. Felony.
Look, felony.
Time for me to kill you.
Ah, look, second felony.
What's that? Ooh, titties?
Here's the real question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're talking about all this other stuff. Uh-huh. He's going to have to take this camera back.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yep. You see,
show the video
you see footage. The second he saw the back, that's a hot back, by the way.
Well, it's the butt.
No, but look, he's going to have to take that footage. Yeah. He's going to give this camera back to the general.
He's like, yeah, got your daughter. It's all right here.
And when the general watches it, he's going to be like, what the fuck?
Is this your masturbatory fucking fantasy?
No.
Am I watching?
Hey, Kai, remember how I said you've been doing great things around here, right?
Yes, sir.
Here's a mop. Go scrub the windows on the outside of the space station.
Yep.
No spacesuit?
No.
I can breathe in space anyway.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can breathe in space anyway.
What'd you say? Nothing, sir.
There. Don't have to worry about him again next day.
Hey, sir.
I would also like to say that I understand. I understand TV and when it was filmed and the ideas.
Yep.
But I would like to think.
Big-ass camera.
I would just like to think that if we have moved to a place where intergalactic space cities are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe cameras got a little more sophisticated.
No, as technology got more advanced,
sometimes
camcorders stayed in the 80s.
Sometimes.
I mean, mind you, we have flat screens, like plasma flat screens, in like the 90s because of this. But camcorders, fuck it, that's not important.
Seth, no, it's sometimes people of authority have to be closet hipsters.
Kind of true.
I bet he's got a fucking record player.
I like how the general. We'll just say that the general just has a shitty old camera.
Sure.
And yeah. He was like, "Here, Kai, use my camera." And Kai was like, "What the fuck?
Yeah. How do I work this shit?"
Yeah. Just press the red button. It's fine. Yeah. No. To be
and
fair,
he
I've been there before.
KO. You lose.
Oh, look, he was touched by an angel.
Beep, beep.
That look.
Yeah.
Yes, I have succeeded. I mean, look at her. No, go back. Fucking holy beam of light. No, no, too far. Too far. One more. There you go. Fucking beam of light,
beam of light.
Touched by an angel. There you go. Let's fucking keep going.
So then he's like, hey. Random girl I just met.
Can you watch this little girl?
This little girl that you don't know? And watch her?
Yeah, of course. I love felonies.
No. Look, even if I was a superhero, if I was at a skating park or something my 8-year-old.
I know where you're going with this.
And then I randomly met somebody my age.
That actually likes you.
That is I think, into me. During our fucking 2.5 minutes that we've known each other.
Yep.
I don't think I would trust that 2.5 minute relationship to take care of my kid or anybody else's whom I had been in charge of.
Wait. You're telling me, you, as a parent,
yes,
would not trust a random stranger you've known for 2.5 minutes with your child while you go run an errand.
Remember when fucking Lloyd on Dumb and Dumber trusted a little old lady to watch his groceries as he went and broke a 20? And remember how he came back to no fucking groceries?
You would come back to no fucking kid.
I would come back to no kid.
Although, to be fair, he did that shit to himself because he went to go to open up the fucking nudie magazine stall. And he literally stops. He's like, hey, you got change for a 20? It's like, no. Nope. He's like, okay, fair enough. Meanwhile, his wallet is stuck inside of the thing, which is why he's like, hey, do you have change? Because if you have the change, I'll give you the money after you fucking help me get my wallet out. So literally, he's already bought all the shit, and instead of going home with all the shit, he's just like, here, you fucking take it. And then that way, then I have a credible alibi for why my wallet is stuck inside of the nudie magazine stand. And I don't have the ability to fucking get it. You just, little old lady robbed me. There we go. Yeah, that'll work.
I gotcha.
Gotcha.
You ain't going nowhere. I gotcha now.
Okay, I don't remember.
Oh, now I gotta run back. Bye, guys.
I don't remember where this bad guy came from or what was going on here.
He was shooting white spikes.
Fight. Yeah, because
he was shooting the spikes into the ground. Because Furio believes that now that they believe that the lights of Orion are in the soil of Terra Venture.
This actually is one of the more competent possibilities. Because if they're using a type of seismic technology, they can literally view the entire structural integrity of the entire fucking city with something like
and
that.
And the big baddie.
And find wherever these lights are.
And when the big baddie hears this theory, he's going to be like, okay, that's a good idea.
That's a lot better than the last one I heard.
Now go get me those lights.
Jerry, after his promotion.
Yeah, somebody literally threw it down that's Jerry after the promotion.
Nice.
Okay, so they fought that man.
And Kai's like, guys, I gotta go. I left a little girl with an adult.
Yep.
Not an adult.
I left a little girl with a teenager.
Yeah. So he runs back.
To Chuck E. Cheese?
No, to the roller rink.
To the roller rink.
Hey.
Hey.
You're still here.
You're here.
Thank God.
That's good?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I've known this girl for a while
because she's
something else.
I could just after what I've also pointed out about the fact that no political structure seems to have come with them aside from military runs this complex.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure if you lose the general's daughter, you're going to a drumhead. I just got this feeling.
No, you're just going out the airlock.
You're going to a drumhead.
Yeah, to be thrown out the airlock.
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess that's true.
Where, I mean, to be fair, you can still breathe, but you're going to die of dehydration and starvation. Or random meteor hit, whichever comes first.
No, well, I'm not. For... I'm going to morph and be safe.
Well, you would.
Yeah, as a
ranger, you would be fine.
You'd be like,
random douchebag number 37 who fell asleep on the job 3 episodes back, who gets pushed out of the airlock. He'll still be able to breathe in space because fucking Superman universe.
Oh, yeah, because this is the Superman 4 universe.
But until either a comet flies and smacks him in the face and obliterates him, or he starves
slash
dehydrates to death. That
means it's actually worse of a fate. It sucks to be pushed out into space with no air suit in our universe.
Yeah.
You're dead as fuck. But to be pushed out into space in the Superman 4 universe...
You just drift slowly in that direction.
You just drift
until
slowly.
Until you die of starvation and dehydration.
Yeah, exactly.
This sucks.
Super ass.
Oh, my God, I'm spinning.
No. Yeah. The worst part is you're slowly spinning. You're like, oh, man, I'm hungry. Wait, I got that snack bar in my pocket. You pull it out, and it slips out of your hand, and it just goes slightly out of reach in front of you.
while you're trying to fucking, you're trying to like air swim.
I'm so hungry.
Every couple minutes as you spin back around, you see it again and reminds you of just how hungry you are.
Yeah.
And you can't get that
motherfucker. And you're doing your damnedest to pull a Bebop and just try to fucking swim in space. Like, fucking get over here.
So
you're not
fucking
hungry. Doing anything.
I mean, I guess you could take your shirt off and try to fucking hook it.
Nope. It would just smack it away.
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Then your shirt's
gone. You're like...
And now you're cold.
Yeah, now you're even colder.
Now I'm cold, like... thirsty, and hungry.
Fucking Superman 4 spaces ass.
No, no. The worst part is when you have to take a piss.
Yeah.
Pee around you.
Yeah.
You'd have, like, Saturn rings.
You drop a deuce, and you're like, ah!
Maybe a random alien just flying through space.
Help me!
Nope. Maybe that's gross.
He's like, honey, roll up the windows. Why? Just roll up the windows!
And yes, we have crank windows.
Superman space is awful.
But for Kai getting shot out of the airlock, you look at the general and be like... You go galactic. And he'd be like, wait, he was a Power Ranger? Fuck, they live forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Then he would
just
request
his space
go-kart.
I wish we would have actually got a picture of Shane's face right there, too. It was perfect.
Yeah. Actually, we've been requested something that we're going to have to start working on.
Oh, face cams?
It's been requested now a couple of times since I posted the old Fandom Night episodes that they would like a camera... For up in the corner, like when I do my streams.
Mm. Yeah. We could probably work that. We'd have to figure out a way to angle the camera.
Yes.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if the cord is long enough, we can take Bill's camera and just kind of put it up on top of a...
We could attach it to Voorhees' mask.
We tried to put it up here. It didn't work. Because I have to constantly get up on the computer to do stuff, and it was just filming the side of my head.
I guess.
So it has to come from that angle over there.
Or... If we could probably mount it that way it angles out. We'll figure it out.
If we put it like right above the corner of the persona, like on the like in between Dragon Quest and Persona, kind of angle it down a little. I mean, maybe.
I don't know. We'll figure it out someday.
Or maybe
hey, look, sexy fantasy.
Yep,
fantasy skating. Well,
you know, to be fully honest, when I watched this episode, I skipped through fantasy skating.
I have a tripod. That's not the issue at all.
Right.
The issue is finding the correct angle. We are in a square, so finding an angle that would actually put everybody in
here
is hard.
The room is probably 10 by 10 if we're lucky.
The room is purposely small on purpose, and then there's a bunch of stuff that's stacked around that keeps our sound the way it is. This room is absolutely perfect for sound and works perfectly for my streams. it's not like the old stage where it was built to encompass everybody on a single camera angle.
Right.
So there's a lot more to doing film than there is to just doing audio, and this room is built for audio.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it literally is, he's right, it's a 10 by 10 by 10 cube room. 10 by 10 by 10.
Well, he's going to test it. Touch it. Ceiling touched. Dang!
It's 10 by 10 by 9.
Oh, is it? Eh, fair enough.
How do you know?
Because I know what my dimensions are.
I'm gonna get my tape measure.
Where is it? I'll go get it.
It's downstairs.
Probably downstairs in the toolbox.
Yeah. All right, well, hey, you guys keep talking about fucking skater thing. I'll go get it.
I just don't remember if the toolbox is by the deep freezer or if it's out by the punching bag.
I'll figure it out.
So anyways, creepy fucking... Good job. Good job. See? And that's what I mean about the room being the way it is.
Yeah, it's too fucking small.
So Smitten Kai is fantasizing about...
Well, this whole time that little girl is talking like, yeah, did you see this? Did you see
me skate? Because my skates are made out of a new polymer. Anyway, next...
And people get
then
to watch,
they watch
the
video, and she gets upset because it's all fucking Hannah.
Where am
Hannah.
I?
And he burns the food.
Whoa!
Yeah, he makes charred pancakes and puts ketchup on them.
I can't wait till we get farther in this episode because there is something that's going
to. And
make
fucking
it.
Damon tries to invite the general to fucking dinner too.
Damon comes in and he's like, "Man, I'm so hungry."
He's like, "Man, I haven't been in this episode at all."
Damn it.
You proving our point.
The door almost bashed me in the face. Now I got a guitar falling at me.
You're proving the point.
You're proving my point so well. This is a small room built for noise.
There's a question. Is it an actual 10 foot?
It's 12 foot.
Ooh, goody. And you're bending the shit out of the...
Yep. Now shut up. Shit. This might not even be 9 foot.
Oh, fuck. I went back to burnt pancakes.
It is bent slightly, so kind of account for an extra inch.
I'm sorry. It's like 7, almost 8 feet.
Okay.
Sorry.
Look at that.
Yeah, it was even tinier.
That means that when we decide to fucking make something, we don't just eye the dimensions by what Nick thinks. Get some... Too short or too long 2x4.
Fucking stupid ass. See, I was right by the 10 foot. Just not the height.
So 10 by 10 by 8?
Like I said, I was kind of guessing by sitting in a fucking corner where there's a bookcase and a whole bunch of boxes.
Well, yeah, I was also... Bookcase. The floor is a lot easier for me to figure out because I'm 6'1". So all I got to do is figure out how many of me can lay down.
How many of me can lay down?
He's not wrong. That's how I used to measure. Dude.
That's how I eyeball stuff. So, I go, how many of me can lay down here?
So Damon comes
Gross.
In.
Ketchup. Ketchup on burned pancakes?
Delish.
But Bill.
No.
But Bill, don't you know? Kai's out of his mind. So he looked at Damon. And Damon looked at Kai. And Kai looked at Damon. And Damon looked at Kai.
And he looked at him.
Says, I'm sorry. What did you want again? He said, ketchup!
No, Kai and Damon looked at each other, and Kai snapped out of his love-stricken fucking...
dumb shit.
And was like, oh, Damon, you're in this episode? I mean, you're here?
No shit.
Yeah.
What was I doing again?
Oh, yeah, by the way. Hey, buddy. Breakfast. Hey, yo, you know what's cool? I'd like to eat. You want to know why I want to eat, Kai? Because first of all, I can't cook. You know why I can't cook? Because I gotta fucking fix this ship. I gotta always be here.
I gotta fix the ship.
Second.
And Terra Venture.
And a Marine
and be the distraction.
And be the distraction.
Oh, by the way, and just to let you know, I am hungry because, unlike the rest of you motherfuckers, I had to work all night. I'm hungry.
Unlike some dumb motherfuckers that stand around and watch people press buttons, I have to fix things.
So their leader shows up to pick up his daughter, and thinking he was going to pick up the video.
Oh, yeah, video's broke.
We'll get the video to you soon.
Nope, something's up with it.
This is fine. Everything's fine.
It's like when my grandma used to try to cook.
It's fucking terrifying on a space station to think that you're cooking that bad.
Yeah.
Do you know why Kai doesn't care? Because it doesn't matter. Oh, fucking. Anything,
do you know why it doesn't?
Anything happens to the space station, all he has to do is go jump out and go, go Galactic. Everyone's like, we can't do that, you fucking prick.
Now, Kendricks tries to talk some sense into Kai.
Literally has to fucking do like Bill did with our friend Krista and be like, stupid motherfucker, there's traffic. Watch out.
So, okay. What is she trying to talk sense into him about? That he likes that girl?
The fact that he's being stupid.
The fact that that girl could be anywhere. Anywhere in Terra Venture and not somewhere near.
It's
okay.
Giant colony. How do you know you're never going to see her again? Because it's one colony that we're going to be on till the day we die.
She can't move to Arizona. She has to be on Terra Venture. And by the way, I'm in the military, which seems to run the entire complex. I'm sure there's a manifest of passengers. I'll look her up.
Yep.
Except we're in Superman 4 universe, so she runs at the airlock really fast.
Listen, Kai.
She might be able to launch herself with enough velocity to make it home to Earth before she starves to death.
It's true.
Kai, you could go without food for 3 weeks.
Kai, you can't Google search somebody here.
All she's got to do is bring a bottle of water.
I can do whatever I want.
You've already committed two felonies.
There's no cops here.
Yeah.
There's a military organization, which I'm part of.
Which means I have access to restricted records.
And
you don't.
And the commander put me on special assignment.
Yeah, I'm on special assignment.
Which means I have high enough clearance. I could do what the fuck I want when the fuck I want to do.
Let me reiterate, Kai. You don't need to be doing that.
Alpha, put Shane in the basement. I do what I want to do.
So, Kai.
Sorry, don't be questioning me, Shane.
Send his ass to the basement.
So, Kai, how did that video of the general's daughter go? Did you get enough footage of his daughter? Did you? I got some footage, all right. Did you?
I mean, they watched it.
Yeah.
They seen his fucking.
Hey, look, there's me for 5 seconds.
No.
Oh, look, there's that bitch.
Fine, I'm going to go over here, have a hot dog.
Oh!
You mean a mustard dog?
Yeah.
I didn't see no hot dog. I saw bread and mustard.
No, there was a hot dog in there, but by the time he's done, it's mostly mustard.
Well, to be fair.
Yeah, it's mustard with a little bit of hot dog on it.
Look, man, when I have my mustard, sometimes I want a little hot dog to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least he's putting the right condiment.
He wants a little hot dog.
What part of I fucking worked all night do you not understand? Why do you think I've been missing every fucking episode for the last month?
Kai apparently likes a little hot dog.
Kai looks like he likes a little hot dog.
He needs to pay attention.
He's also mustarding his arm.
He needs to pay attention.
Well, he found that girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit, man.
And now he's got to clean himself off.
No, see, he played it all wrong. He played it all wrong. Because she would have been like, why is there mustard on your arm? I would have been like, oh, I accidentally burned myself a little bit. Mustard actually helps, you know, decrease the blistering. It's got the natural chemicals in it. Done.
I just dropped some science on you. You want to fuck?
I feel like that's not going to get you a lady.
Nope.
I feel like that's going to get you... Maybe you should wipe the mustard off your arm.
Mm-hmm. Gotta let it sit for a minute. It's all good.
Although, to be fair, marinate the juices.
To be fair, from her look, she already wants the D.
Now, here's the thing.
It's also not impossible.
She looks like she's wearing a military jacket.
Yeah, I don't know what she does, but she's wearing a coat that makes it feel like she works over here.
Yep.
So it's not rare or unbelievable that he runs right back into her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They work possibly in the same fucking building.
Very possible, yes.
Yeah.
The big, giant
Which
tower.
Would explain also why she was over there at the skating rink, because it's just right over there. It's still in her general
neighborhood.
Area. Yeah, it's in her neighborhood.
And who knows, maybe she gets a 45-minute lunch break so she could take, like, 10 minutes, go out, get a hot dog, and then go fucking roller skating all day.
Or it was her day off.
Yeah.
Maybe she just work out of the home.
My power level is none of your freaking business, spaceman.
So I saw that you were filming me. Yeah, I know. You know.
What? No. We would never film you.
No, you did. You did. No. You were the only motherfucker in the skating ring, you know, with a camera.
Okay, plant some stuff over here, too. All right. I want one there, there, and up his ass.
Oh, no.
And apparently, stuff,
wait, what?
And apparently stuff sets on fire before anything happens.
Mm-hmm. No, this looks like stuff is happening. I see broken windows in the back.
Yeah, it exploded.
Oh, they're tiny little cars.
Yeah, that's because they're...
Oh, shit is blowing stuff. The fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, no, my shitty car. Oh, no, my shitty apartment.
Oh, my God.
Did you buy the contract for...
Damn Mongolians! Damn space Mongolians always a break down my shitty wall.
My cabbages! I love the cabbage guy. Hey, Damon's here.
Fucking get off the screen.
He's here and he's running behind the tree.
Yep.
Whap.
He's in the back.
Out of focus.
Don't worry, he's in the back. So
he's the distraction.
Oh no, the guy I know.
Yeah. Well, no. She, okay. There's this guy over there. She's freaking out. She was gonna run to him. He stopped her because if the car explodes, that thing falls down, she's dead. Well, he wasn't about to run over there and save that guy until she drops, oh, that's my husband. About to be my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, damn it.
I'm going to go over here now.
Now, he could have just...
No, it wasn't... She didn't say my husband. She said... He was picking up my dress for the wedding.
Yeah.
Yep. So Kai immediately went, fuck, that's her fiance.
Right.
Now.
And then, even though the rest of this episode has been incredibly Kai creepy.
Creepy Kai.
Yeah. It is creepy Kai.
He does go out of his way to save this guy.
And the dress.
And the dress when he could have just left that motherfucker to die.
So... We had King Kai, We had Supreme Kai, And Grand Kai, and Elder Kai. So where does Creepy Kai sit in the hierarchy of the Kais?
At the very top, because nobody wants to deal with Creepy Kai, so they gave him the leadership, like, stop. Stop. Now that you're the leader of all of us, will you stop being a creep?
No.
Come on, let's go.
No.
Oh, and I think this is where it changes to the Japanese footage.
Well, yeah.
Explode!
Explode!
Oh, no.
Hey, I
saved your dress.
Now they're asking, what about Cobra Kai?
Yeah, where's that on the hierarchy?
Where's that on the hierarchy?
No, man, Cobra Kai is good shit. That's top of hierarchy.
Yeah.
That's some good shit there.
Yes, it is. See, Kai got the special room with the special hat that said leader.
We're going to let him...
Cobra Kai actually got the mantle of leader.
Yes. Right. Oh, I love Cobra Kai.
Here's shit. I'll leave you alone for forever.
Good going, yeah.
That's perfect.
Yep.
Wow.
Meanwhile...
Go, Galactic!
He's like, oh shit, yeah, my friends. I guess I should go deal with that whole
monkey.
Thing.
Monkey!
Oh my God, I hate this monkey.
What?
I'm so pissed!
He does an elbow drop off the top rope!
Yeah.
Ooh, macho man!
Don't drop the elbow off the top.
Snap into a Slim Jim!
Monkey saws ready!
Dude, I'm just saying.
Macho Monkey!
When
Kai Savage!
When they're not robots, they look weird. Especially the inside-out cat.
You mean the Sphinx?
Dude, look.
That just happens to also be an inside out cat.
It's an inside out cat. That cat looks gross.
It's just because it's cat. Shaved doesn't mean it's an inside out.
Dude, it looks like Mr. Bigglesworth.
And Mr. Bigglesworth look gross.
Fucking inside out cat.
We're gonna hold Terra Venture hostage for 1 billion Orion lights.
Shit, we can't find one. You out of luck.
You're better off trying to find sharks with fucking lasers.
Well, but I wanted to go blow up about 1 million cameras.
That dipshit
thought they were there.
We couldn't get sharks, sir.
Oh, what the fuck do we have?
Sea bass.
Are they ill-tempered?
They're mutated sea bass.
Are they ill-tempered?
Very.
Oh, it's a start.
It's a start.
No, sir. No, I didn't mean to tell you.
Sir, you seem to put chains on me like a common criminal. Well, because you suck.
Sir,
they were in a fucking camera.
Sir, you see what had happened was.
Don't want to hear it, Furio.
Jerry fucked up.
Jerry doesn't fuck up.
Shit.
Jerry's over there like,
He was the only one I knew the name of.
He's the only one I knew the name
My name's Steve. Nobody cares, Steve. Although he did do that. He's like, now I'm going to kill you, bitch. And okay, this is the one time that Furio was actually real smart. He's like, wait a minute.
Bitch? Let's block it.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm free.
Yep.
Later, bitches.
So he runs off to live in a cave.
Yep.
And then some.
At the bottom of the sea.
Wait, no, are they here? Could they actually be here?
Oh, yeah, here's where Damon's like, hey, yo, food. I work,
real
food.
I can eat this!
Now that I think about it, is that a weird character trope with Damon?
What?
Is he...
The only one that...
Yeah. Do we always see him eating?
Mostly.
He's the hungry ranger.
Kai was about to eat before he saw that chick.
And not only that, but...
But the only one that ever has food in their mouth...
Leo and Mai...
Well, she eats the cake later on.
They're freeloaders.
Oh, right.
They're freeloaders. They don't even belong there.
At the end of episodes, I think I've seen him eating more than any other character.
It's because he just got off work. He's the only one that's... You know why he's not
He just got off work and then had to go be a distraction and then get his ass whooped and then jump in the giant robot.
That makes you hungry.
Hungry.
Yeah.
And Kai's the only one that can cook.
Or was, and now he's
brooding.
But now do you see Leo? Huh? Do you see Leo standing here between us? Wait, Leo's here? Yeah, he's so skinny that you can't fucking see his ass now. Where's my sandwich?
How about some food?
Where's my sandwich, bitch? Get in the kitchen, Kai.
Do you know why you're allowed to lay there and be sad? Because I keep this place fucking running.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Look, sandwich. If you won't make me a sandwich, at least teach me how.
What is that on the table?
What, the Tupperware jar?
Stuff?
Probably a jar of something he can eat.
Gizzards and hearts.
No, it's probably a jar of something he could have eaten if it wasn't rotting because Kai was supposed to use it to cook something.
So the general's daughter shows up with a gift from the girl that Kai was so... hard on for.
Yeah.
It's from Hannah. Okay.
Oh, and then to be fair, I actually do like this scene because he's trying to read the note and Kendricks is like, buddy, what you got there? And he literally looks at her like,
buddy.
Bitch, back the fuck up or I will morph and punch you in
actually,
the nose.
I think I got that image.
Didn't you?
Did you? Yep. He's like, bitch, get the fuck out of my...
What you got there, buddy?
What'd you say?
It's not cool when people creeping on you.
Mind your business.
Getting close now. Oh, you don't like this? You don't like this guy? You did 3 felonies in one day, but you don't like this?
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. What's that?
You're getting a little close there, ain't
it's really creepy.
Must be on paper.
You know, if I was Damon, like, oh, man, that looks great. Can you eat it?
To be fair, that's technically what he does.
And by the way,
he sets it down. He's like, oh, hey, a piece of wedding cake. And Damon goes, oh, fuck yeah, and literally walks off with it.
He doesn't even have to be he's not even the best ranger on the team. He's my favorite character because somebody's got to give that motherfucker some love.
Mm-hmm.
Did he just take the wedding cake?
Yes.
Yes.
He's like, awesome. I'm going to eat this.
Yes, literally.
And he walks away.
What the fuck? Now, literally, while this is
hungry,
happening.
Hungry, Bill.
Yeah, while this is happening, he makes a joke about Leo not being there.
Oh, you can't see him right here? He's that thin.
Yeah. And then takes the fucking cake. He's like, oh, good. Finally, edible food, and takes it and fucks off.
And Kai's like,
and Kai's just like, whatever. I mean, at least she's not getting married.
At least she's not getting
married,
so I don't care.
Get my dick wet.
And fucking Damon's like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Which then moves us into the next, like, basically the beginning part of the next episode, where fucking Leo's off by himself, being like, man, I wonder what the fuck ever happened to my brother. I know he got swallowed up by a planet, but, like, what the fuck
But
happened?
Now apparently he disappeared in this cave because this is the last place I saw him now.
Yeah, he got swallowed up
the
by
fuck?
A planet.
Well, we're kicking into 50 after, so I don't think we're covering another episode.
Nope.
No, we're probably not.
We bullshitted. It was fun.
We got out to episode 9. We got some more episodes in.
Where's that put us at?
It puts us in the basement, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah,
we come
episode
back.
Episode 9.
We are kicking through this series slower than any other series we have ever done.
Well, to be fair, that's because every other series, we just literally got into the room and talked for like 4 hours and said, okay, that was the 15. Now we're streaming the entire thing, so with the pictures and all, instead of just, yeah, we'll throw in the pictures as we talk about shit. So instead of just talking about shit, the picture comes up and we go, oh, hey, yeah, I got a lot to say about this picture, and this next picture, and this next picture. And this
and
next picture.
And with this series,
okay.
We have Jerry to talk about, Bill.
It's true.
Yeah, Jerry.
Fucking.
And
that
Steve.
Man puts it. Well, nobody fucking cares about Steve.
He's a dipshit.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Until
he is no Jerry.
Until he kicks you in the gut and gives you a stunner.
No, we're not. We're not Kamen Rider today.
No.
We're not Kamen Rider
nope.
today.
Kamen Rider today won't be coming episode. Back until we're done with the series.
No, they're asking yeah. us they're asking us
the
to read
01.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to be covering 01.
Which
soon.
I thought we already covered the first impressions of 01, so
we might have done the first
supposedly
impression.
We had to do it with the Rangers.
Over now.
Everybody yeah. fought me about that. We had to do it with the Rangers, remember? Yeah. I told everybody we already talked about Dino Knights. And then we had to yep. go back and talk about Dino Knights.
Yep.
Yep. Yep, because we did the first impressions, but now we have to go back through and, hey, here's the 8 other fucking Kamen Riders that they added in their 13 different forms where they take a card and stick it in their buttholes.
I mean, it can't be any worse than,
I don't know
what was that one?
I don't know if we talked about this rider yet, though. This 01 doesn't sound familiar to me.
I think we were holding off on that because it was still in production.
Is that what was going on? Because that doesn't sound familiar to me at all. I can't.
Yeah, that was the one that got
that.
Put on hiatus, and then
the last Kamen Riders.
Supposedly, it's over now.
The last writers we talked about, I thought, were the storybook guys.
Yeah, I thought those were the newer ones.
Was I here for that episode?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I could.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember storybook guys. I remember...
Seth, story time!
No, not yet. Okay, so, wait, they're talking about Kamen Rider Z-O?
No,
Zero One.
Oh, 01, okay.
Okay,
because, yeah,
Saber
literally
was
the
last
one was Z-O that I'm seeing back in 2013.
I'm seeing...
Or, excuse me, not 2013.
219.
Episode 219.
I was going to say, holy shit!
Episode 219 was
seven fucking
Saber
years
first.
Of Kamen
yeah.
to catch up
oh,
on.
Yeah.
Shit!
Yeah, you're right. Shit. Yeah, 219, Saber first look.
Yeah, 213
right.
was Z-O.
Yeah.
Not 01.
So we missed a series and went on with first impressions for something else? Because I think the chat's saying right now that the new guys are the concept guys that we did first impressions of, and there was a show before them.
I think that was the 01 because it was halted for a while, and then they finished it. While we were looking at the first impressions. So.
And so we've never covered 01?
Oh.
I thought we did first impressions, but I don't know.
God damn it, Nappa. God
well,
damn it.
Then that's something we'll have to look into. I didn't realize we hadn't covered those guys. Because the last guys we talked about were the storybook guys.
Yeah, which is Saber.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
I don't remember
if
I was here for that.
That we somehow skipped over 01, we'll have to go back and talk about them.
Yeah.
Huh?
Saber was done like a month ago. It was when we talked the then and now and what could have been for
you know
all the fucking comebacks and shit. Or no, not the comebacks, but the comparison.
Yeah, oh,
the
if it was months ago, that was the first of the filmings that I missed.
Okay.
Because work.
Yeah.
Because.
Which is going to happen. The winter has a lot of overages.
Right.
And because of the way the shipping routes work.
It's approaching the holiday season. We have to worry about that, too.
Right.
Well, the big thing for me is second shift has been down 8 to 10 people.
I don't have holiday issues.
Yeah,
because
and he doesn't. He shouldn't have holiday issues.
We usually
you
take
shouldn't
a break
have holiday
the
issues.
Holidays,
so. We take the break.
Yeah,
I thought you meant work.
No,
work is not. Work is not the same situation it used to be.
Yeah.
Now that I have everybody here, that is something I've been wanting to talk about. The fact of the matter is, Nick and me have been working.
Right.
And like I said, this is our first time back.
I've been working too, motherfucker, just not Saturdays.
So we missed those.
Shit's getting production actually rolling, and anytime production's running,
I gotta be there.
Run.
Right.
So
I've been getting fucked because second shift sucks and can't keep people.
So there is I thought about something, but it has to be a unanimous thing, obviously. The only person I feel like it will truly screw over a little bit is you. And that is because I'm going to be working a lot of Saturdays.
I know what you're about to ask.
And we may for us to get through these episodes, that these reviews of the series, and
do it later in the day.
We may have to do it later in the day. I don't get off work till 3:30. I don't. It takes me about almost.
To be fair, that's not really going to fuck me over because my alarms are still set for Monday through Saturday to go off at 6 a.m., 6:15. 6:32, 6:45, 7:02.
If you're talking
fucking
about,
wake the fuck up just in case I actually do have to be to work on.
If you're
Saturday.
Talking about filming later,
so, yeah, that's.
If you're talking about filming later, it hurts two possible things. It might hurt Scott.
Nope.
That surprises me because you never stay here.
Well,
because as soon as we're done here. You'll probably kick off after an hour, if not right after we're done filming, so I just figured you did stuff in the afternoon.
With the interview that I did yesterday, the job would be Monday to Friday.
Right.
At like 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. That's
okay.
It, so.
Now, okay, so yeah. The other thing that it would hurt is our schedule. If we ended up filming later, because we film live now...
People might not be able to make it.
Yeah.
Because... We know for a fact we got one guy that's in Singapore.
And he's like...
He'll be sleeping.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, that motherfucker should be sleeping now, but he's hardcore and he wants to fucking be here for this shit. Because he likes to hear us talk about dumb shit all the time.
About dumb shit.
Because we is dumb.
Because we is dumb.
It's just something that...
And to be fair, really the only scheduling conflict that we have coming up is in 2 weeks when we go to film again. I ain't going to be here.
Right.
My little brother's getting married.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah,
and there's a possibility I may not
I'd
be
rather
here.
Just stay home and make sure that I can actually shave my face
and
correctly.
And there's a good chance that Nick might not be here.
Oh, no. My ass going to be here because I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to suffer.
So,
that's fine.
So maybe me and Bill can bring up some Beats of Power again and try that shit again.
Hey, you'll have a third person who's half awake.
I mean, to be fair, no matter what the fuck happens...
Or I'll just hop myself
next,
up on caffeine
next
again.
Next episode, like I said, I'll still be here in chat. I just won't be here live in studio.
We'll do some talking because if we decide to start running later, it's going to change the stream time. It would still be on Saturday, but it would be later,
well,
and I don't
5
know.
O'clock.
It'd be, yeah, because you work in Bloomington.
I need time to get home and get changed and then over here.
So it would be like 5 o'clock?
Around that, yes.
At the earliest, because you don't get off till 3.
3:30.
So if
3:30?
If
yeah,
you
you're looking
here
at
5,
closer to 6.
I can get here by 5.
If you ended up here at 5 and we filmed at 5, we'd be done at 7.
Because
we try to give 2 hours to the stream.
But that also means that if anybody wants to come over earlier to hang out, they can still do that. It's just until we get a second shift going and everything, I feel like a second shift will... help out us out a lot.
So look, here's the thing. For right now, because we do have to figure out a lot of shit, if you are not part of the Fandom Night group page on Facebook or the Sentai Review group page on Facebook, you need to get on those group pages because we may have to do some discussing with fans, figure out times, and if we end up changing our schedule a bit, we'll be mainly talking on there about our decisions.
Or if you are somebody who absolutely flat out refuses to use Facebook because of the shit that goes
we
down
do
on there
Discord.
Sometimes.
Discord.
Which does happen.
We do have a Discord.
Yes, there is a Discord. And
you have to get it from somebody else at the moment because my laptop's Discord. Downstairs.
And, just for the sake of, since we're kicking out this episode,
hold on. Where is
if the... you're interested in other material that we do, you will also find that material on those group pages, because I post a lot of older content and whatnot for discussion. I run Fandom with Reploid Bill, so that's a YouTube you could go to if you want more of that shit. That covers a lot of different things, depending on what I'm feeling or what I'm talking about at the time. Scott, normally...
I post stuff on there that I make on my YouTube channel.
I was going to say, he runs a YouTube channel. That's
That can be random at times with different topics and different subjects.
He runs Action Video Game Talk, but his YouTube... is like GS79.
Yeah, which is now, well, technically it's just Action Talk now, so it's not just video games, it's anything now.
Is that the name of your YouTube? Because
no.
I still have you on my subscription as GS79.
Yeah, that's the actual name on the YouTube
channel.
That's
what you need to advertise. Your show may not come up in a search result. Your channel is GS79.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would change that.
I know how to change that. I could look into that with you, because I've... If you haven't noticed, I changed my name a couple times.
Okay.
you cheeky fucker!
Is it that one, or do I need to hit the button down there to set it to a one day?
I do a one day.
Right, but that's what I mean. Do I actually have to flip that, or is it already set one day?
Mine is always set to one day.
Okay.
So whatever you share, my Discord only goes up on, like, after we filmed, and we always give the disclaimer, the Discord is a Discord, it's uncensored. Be a fucking adult, or I will boot your ass quickly.
Wait, how come you haven't booted me?
Nah.
Because
I'm family, that's why.
Because much like you, much like me, he's used to our bullshit.
Yeah, and I'm family,
and by the
so.
Way, I did drop the Discord link, so, I mean, yeah, if you don't fucking have, you know... the Discord link, like, saved up or anything, get in there. Again, there is some not safe for work at the bottom. You don't have to look at it. In fact, you could turn the notifications for that shit the fuck off.
Well, you have to accept it anyway. I have it set to where you have to go down, click on it, then it tells you that it's not safe for work. Then you have to say that you're not a fucking shot.
Yes, I understand. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So none of that shit comes up in the normal feed ever anyway.
Right.
Be much.
Okay. That was a bunch of shit.
But we'll keep you guys informed on what we do.
Which, speaking of which, somebody dropped a thingy.
Bill, go into the internet.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.